Hello, welcome to Singles and Married Today with Judith Daniel Imagoro.
Hello, good morning.
Today's topic is gratitude, the fuel that moves the engine of relationship and marriage. The joy you seek, the riches, the peace, the love, the good health, and the success in life, relationship and marriage is hidden in one thing, the attitude of gratitude. In a simple word, knowing how to appreciate things, people, and life, and where you are per time. Gratitude is the secret for joy. Until this becomes a daily habit, you will never be fulfilled in life. No one can truly say, I have it all. Until death, human will always have desires, aspiration, heights he or she is yet to climb. The only thing that can fill the gap between the actual state of any person's life and where he or she wishes to be is an attitude of gratitude. This makes gratitude the most powerful success secret of marriage. In marriage, your spouse can never have it all. She can't always know what to say and how to say it. But knowing how to appreciate the one he or she knows how to do will help to diminish the area they are lacking. If you can deliberately develop a grateful attitude, God will be happy with you. So will other people around you. Gratitude is the key to a happy and a fulfilled life. I'm going to be talking to you about six attitudes of gratitude. Number one, gratitude magnifies the positive position of your spouse or your life. Gratitude says, I magnify, I never belittle you. That is gratitude's slogan. The reason for so many unhappiness in life and home is because of not being grateful at where you are per time or at your spouse. Humans have a nature that easily forgets. No matter the food you eat today, your body will get hungry tomorrow if you've not eaten. It's human nature. And God knows humans have this nature. And the way He handles it is telling them to write it down or mark it with a memorable structure each time He does something awesome for the children of Israel, so they do not forget. And sometimes they did forget. Nobody would have expected the children of Israel to complain in the wilderness after the great act of dividing the Red Sea. This is exactly what happened in relationship. Your spouse could sacrifice for you today, and your heart will say, oh, I have the best husband in the world, or I have the best wife in the world. Few days down the line, if he or she have not met your expectation, then you start complaining. The problem with ingratitude is, you never get the best of any person you refuse to appreciate. When you refuse to look for area to magnify and appreciate, your relationship will always remain in a state where you have something to complain about. And if you stay in that path for a long time, you will completely fall out of love and be looking for how to get out of your marriage or your relationship. Ingratitude can cause relationship failure. Look for an area in your spouse to appreciate and magnify, and that will take your attention off he or her negative side. The attitude of appreciation can bring life into what is dead. No matter how dead your feelings are for your spouse, constant attitude of gratitude will help you bring what is dead back to life. Jesus Christ lost a friend called Lazarus. When he got to his grave, he used this attitude. He says to the giver of life, "Thank you because you hear me always. You must know that no one can die without God's permission. The same God that permitted the death of Lazarus have to bring him back to life because Jesus Christ understood the secret of living, which is gratitude. Any area in your life that looks as though is dying today, start thanking God for it and life will come back to that area. If you want your marriage to be healthy and alive, you must find a way to be grateful. On another occasion, in Jesus' ministry, there was a need. Even if you have the means to serve the need, there was nowhere to buy at that particular time. He used the secret again. He thanks the provider and the need was supernaturally met. Apart from your relationship, if you don't learn to be grateful in your life, you will never be happy with yourself, with your achievements, and people around you. We all have one thing or the other we desire individually, but you have to know there are thousands of people that you're better than. Learn to be grateful to God. A lot of single are unhappy because they are not married, but yet they have life. Go to the mortuary and you will see how many singles are lying down there without life. There is no hope for those people. But for you, there is hope. You have to learn to be grateful. Ways to magnify the positive side of your spouse. Often think of what he or she knows how to do best. 2, learn to speak it. Learn to say thank you. It is not only when people buy you gifts that you thank them. Thank he or her for the way they think. Thank he or her for making dinner for you. Thank he or her for loving you in spite of your shortcomings. Number 3, let your action shows you're grateful. Number 4, remind he or her that she's beautiful. A grateful heart is hardly hateful. When you learn to magnify the positive side of your spouse, the negative side will gradually fade out. Gratitude also helps to strengthen love and bond in your relationship. Number 2, character of gratitude. Another side of gratitude is, gratitude do not look at what is not available, but what is available. When you appreciate what is available, it have a way of magneting what you desire. How would it sound? For instance, you desire a job, a wife, and you desire to have children, and you got a job first, and you tell God, wait, when you complete the 3, I will thank you for all. If you say that to any human, do you think you will see the other 2? You have to be so grateful for life, to your spouse, and where you are right now, that you learn to forget what you do not have. Nobody can meet all your desires, so you need to learn to do with what you have now. Character of gratitude number 3. Gratitude do not overlook sacrifices. Marriage is all about sacrifice, and the more you appreciate your spouse's sacrifices, the more they are willing to do more. Sacrifice is what grows love. Jesus came to this world to sacrifice his life for me and for you. For you to see more of Jesus in your life, you have to first appreciate and recognize the first sacrifice. And when you do, you now have access to the other benefits, like health, like blessings, peace, joy, love, authority, power, and eternity. I hope you know eternity is real. Have you ever dreamt? Have you noticed that when you're dreaming, your body can be in Lagos and while you are in London? And in your dream, you'll be doing activities as though you are in your body, though your body is in Lagos. Sometimes you dream that you're having fun, you're having pleasure, and it just looks as though you're living. You see some people you know in your dream, and it's just like life. In reality, your body is in your room in Lagos. That's exactly how eternity is. Sometimes in your dream, somebody is about to hit you and you feel pain as though it's reality. That is exactly how eternity is. There will be a day that you will be in form of that dream, but you will never get back to your body, and that's what death is. That is what eternity is, and that's exactly how death is. Jesus is the only reason you can constantly see yourself in a happy place, not in a terrible place that you see in your dreams sometimes. Back to our point, when you overlook your spouse's sacrifices, no matter how little they are, you discourage them from putting in more sacrifices, and that will bring in selfishness into your home. No union is genuine when there is still self. When you get into any relationship, the first guarantee for success is when the word I genuinely turn to the word we. Anything you want to do, you must first consider your spouse first and how you affect them. That is the only guarantee for a relationship success and a marriage that will stand the test of time. Character number 4. Gratitude never compares. You can never be grateful the moment you start comparing, because there is always people you think that are better than your spouse. There will always be people that are more beautiful than you are, that are more richer than you are. Life is actually lonely. You are the only one in your path and in your lane. Looking at others in another lane is unwise, because you are not heading in the same direction. Our destiny is different, so is our duration. For some people, it's 60 years. For some others, it's 80, 40, and others even die before they ever start. Learn contentment, because you are already spending out of your time on earth. Don't live your life in an unhappiness because you want to be like someone else, or your desire have not yet come to pass. When you finally get all you want, no one will restart your years for you. Be happy and be joyful. The madman on the street, his mother also went through labor pains. Some people are having difficulties in relationship because they are comparing their spouse with their ex in their heart. If your ex was that perfect, why didn't you marry he or her? The only way to get perfection is when you start improving on what you have and not what is in another person's hand. Every life is peculiar. Thought of comparing people should be avoided if we want to have an enjoyable marriage. You can never get it right by comparing your spouse with another person's spouse. No one loves to hear, Can't you see this person or that person? It brings out the negative side of people when you compare them. Also, you are unfair because you are never privileged to know the other person's weakness. Let your spouse be the best in your world, and that is the only way you can keep appreciating them. Character of gratitude number 5. Gratitude never diminishes what he holds, but complain does. Gratitude have the power of multiplication. Try this secret. Always look for something good to appreciate in your spouse every day, and you'll be surprised how your relationship turns around for good. Character of gratitude number 6. Gratitude is always joyful. When you are grateful, you'll become joyful. Ingratitude power depression. Grateful people do not get depressed. The only reason why Joseph, the son of Jacob in the Bible, was always joyful was because he was grateful. As a servant, he was grateful. At least he was serving in a rich man's house. When he was in prison, he was still grateful. At least that trouble with his master's wife did not cost him his life. And he later became great. You have nothing to lose being grateful. It only brings gains. Gratitude makes you attractive because it brightens up your countenance. Joy makes you lovable and marriable. The spirit of ingratitude can keep you unmarried for a long time. No man or woman wants to marry a person that does not appreciate them. Ingratitude can make you less attractive to your potential spouse. Ingratitude has a natural companion. Its name is complain. Nothing wears out relationship or love like complaints. Complaints have the grace of multiplication also. The more you complain, the more you have something to complain about. I know you have need, but be grateful at the little you have. Some people do not even have roof over their head. Ingratitude can also dry up your health. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone." There is nothing that can kill your health and age your look like unhappiness. If you can adopt a grateful attitude, you are sure to be joyful and have a healthy life. Character of gratitude number 7. Gratitude nurtures and grows what he has. One great character of gratitude is it keeps nurturing what he holds. It keeps pouring the water of joy, the water of appreciation, pleasant countenance, songs, energy, until it grows and becomes great. A grateful wife is a joyful wife. Have you noticed? Anytime you're grateful, the natural companion is joy. And that joy produces energy that keeps working at what you have until it gets to the next level. How to identify the spirit of ingratitude? Number 1, complains. Number 2, lack. Number 3, lack of joy. Number 4, constant troubles. Ways to develop a grateful spirit. Number 1, always look at the people you are better than. Number 2, ask God for it. Number 3, be thoughtful. When you are thoughtful, you become grateful. Number 4, always remind yourself that not being grateful will trap and rob you of the one you have. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to your word. You can join me again for another profound topic. Same time, same station, next week. Do have a blessed day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. We are committed to partner with you to help build your spiritual, physical, and emotional life. Together, we'll help guide singles to the right relationships, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, restore peace into troubled homes, and build a healthy society. For partnership and counseling, please call 081-882050-42, 081-404-52433, or email on keys2happyliving@yahoo.com. Visit our website at www.judithimagoro.org. Join Singles and Married Today weekly conference every Sunday evening except first Sunday of each month at Magrillo's Event Hall, 169 Ogudu Road, Ojota, Lagos. Time, 4 to 6 p.m. At Singles and Married Today, we'll help your marriage and relationship to bring out a beautiful fragrance. God bless you.